Today's daf is Yuma daf Lamed Beis. We left off on the very bottom of daf Lamed Aleph Beis, right in the middle of a conversation about the Kiddush Yadayim Braglayim and when it was done. Was it done before the Pishut, the first Kiddush Yadayim Braglayim, by each tefillah? Was it done before he took off the previous begadim or after he took off the previous begadim? That is a machlokas tanayim. We're going to continue throughout the entire daf today to discuss the Chamesh Tevilos and the Asara, the 10 Kiddush Yadayim Braglayim. So we're going to have a brises on Amud Aleph that go through the source. We have a brisa with two opinions for the source of the 5 tefillos and 10 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Then we're going to have two opinions for the idea that every tevila necessarily demands 2 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Then the Gemara is going to go back to analyze the second brisa that we quote. We're going to have two sources for tevila when changing from Big Day Zahav to Big Day Lavan. That's after we already derive a source to have a tevila when we change from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zahav. We're going to have two sources to go in the reverse direction, and we're going to also discuss the source for 2 kiddush each time that the source is a pasuk that's actually about tevila, and we use that as a source for the requirement of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, and we're going to discuss how that's possible and what that teaches us. And then at the very end of the daf, which we probably will not get to today, we're going to go back to the Mishnah where it said that the Kohen Gadol would take the Karmat Tamid and kartzo, and then he would, which we'll see, means he begins the Shechita process. And remember, we had another Kohen that would come and finish the Shechita so that the Kohen Gadol could do the Kabbalah, because all the Avodas Hayom need to be done by the Kohen Gadol, so the Kohen Gadol is going to have to do the Kabbalah. But we left off right in the middle of a discussion. There is a Machlokas Remeir and the Rabbanan. When there are 2 Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayims done with each Tevila, when is that first Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim done? Is it done before he takes off the previous Begadim, or after he removes the previous begadim? And the Gemara had concluded yesterday, based on a brisa, that Rameir holds that there's one kiddush yadayim that both kiddush yadayim v'raglayim are needed for the sake of the new begadim that you're putting on. Whereas the Chachamim hold no, you do one kiddush yadayim v'raglayim for the removal of the previous begadim, and one kiddush yadayim v'raglayim for the putting on of the new begadim. So when our Mishnah discussed the very first time he puts on Big Day Kahuna that day, our Mishnah only mentioned one Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Why? Because our Mishnah is against Rav Meir. Our Mishnah assumes, like the Rabbanan, that there's one Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for each time you remove Big Day Kahuna, and one for each time you put on Big Day Kahuna. So in our Mishnah we're discussing, he's only putting on Big Day Kahuna, he's not removing anything. That's why there's only one Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Rabbi Meir would disagree with our Mishnah. Rav Meir would say that there are 2 Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for every time you put on Big Day Kahuna, and therefore there should have been 2 Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in our Mishnah. So the Gemara just points out the obvious point that if we have to reach a number of 10 for 10 Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, at the end of the day we're going to have a discrepancy if we're off already in the first one. If in the first one there's a machlokas, so we're going to have a discrepancy at the end of the day when we try to figure out how we reach the number 10. So in the bottom line of Daf Lamed Aleph Beis Bishlam, the Rabbi Meir, Hayna de Mishkach Sa'asara Kiddushin. According to Rabbi Meir, it works out really well. Rabbi Meir has 2 for each change of clothing. And here's your first change of clothing. So he has 2 over here also. It will turn out that there are 10 Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. It works out great. El Rabbanan Tishavu. But if the Rabbanan only have 1 Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in our Mishnah, and 2 with each subsequent change of clothing, so you're only going to end up with 9 Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and you really need 10 Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So the Gemara answers, Amilach Rabbanan Kiddusha Basra, the last Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is Kipashit Big Day Kodesh V'Lavash Big Day Chol Avod Day Hasam. When he removes the Big Day Kodesh once and for all, he does a 10th Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, meaning that's the Rabbanan have been saying that 2 Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim are needed for each donning of Big Day Kodesh. There is an additional Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that's needed when one takes off the Big Day Kodesh for once and for all, at the end of the day. So that's the last Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and that's why you're going to end up with 10. Good, that finishes up that conversation from yesterday. Now we're going to go back to the source. Now we're going to try to figure out how we know all of these halachos, that there are in fact 5 tevilos the Kohen Gadol does during the day in Yom Kippur, that there are in fact 10 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, that each tevila is necessarily accompanied by 2 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So says the Gemara Tanu Rabban, we have a braisa. Uva Aaron el Ol Moed. The pasuk says Aaron comes into the Ol Moed, and then this pasuk is after the Haktara and the Matan Damim of the Par and the Sayer, but that's it. It just says he goes into the Ol Moed. So asks the braisa, Lama Huva? Doesn't say what he does in the Ol Moed. That's not entirely true. Well, Rashi points out, Lama Huva el Hechal Hare Gamar Avodosav. That what's he going into the Heichal for? He's already done. He already did all the Avodas Hayom, and the Pasuk doesn't even say anything. It doesn't say what he does in the Ol Moed. So what's he doing going into the Ol Moed? Now, if you actually look at the Pasuk, it doesn't entirely leave out anything. It doesn't just say Uvar and Ol Moed and then stop right there. The Pasuk actually says, it's printed on the side of many of your Gemaras, Uvar and Ol Moed Ufashat Es Big Day Abad Asher Lavash Bevoa LaKodesh V'Yinicham Sham. Says he removes the big day Abad that he was wearing and he leaves them there. So Tosus Yishanim raises the issue. He says Ki Ein Lomar Shebasham Kidei Lifshot Begadav LaNicham Lefnim. One might have read the pasuk and say, oh, I know exactly why he's going there. He's going there to remove those begadim and to place them down. That's his mitzvah. That's his avoda right now, to remove the begadim and place them down. He says, no, you can't say that. That there's no way that there's a mitzvah to put down his begadim and to remove them lefnim. V'yinicham sham eino mashma she'yinicham sham el shlo yishtam shubem od. V'yinicham sham, we learn elsewhere in this mesech that we already saw, is not a drasha to tell me that he has to dafka place them there. It's a drasha to tell me that they can't be used again. Whether it just means they can't be used by Kohen Gadol in the following Yom Kippur or can't ever be used again, it's Ton Geniza, but it means that it can't be used again. That's what V'yinicham sham means. It doesn't mean that there's some avoda of the placing of the begadim on the floor. There's no such avoda. So you can nami damer shekshen lekoyin hediot, because there's a shita that it's kasher for a koyin hediot the rest of the year. V'nichem sham maybe just means not for a koyin gadol, but it definitely doesn't mean that they place it down on the floor. And therefore, the Gemara asks lamehuva. So why is he going? The pasuk isn't telling me any meaningful avoda that he's doing at this point. So what's he doing? Eino ba ella lahotzi es hakaf ves hamachta. His entire purpose in coming there is simply to remove the kaf and the machta. We already discussed how he went in and he did the ketores, but he left everything there. He left everything inside. So now he came back out. He's going to have to go back in order to be motzi the kaf and the machta, in order to be motzi the spoon and the shovel. So that's also an avoda for which he needs to dress up. So and he needs to do a kiddush yadayim raglayim, etc. So kol parsha kula. What's the kol parsha kula nemra ala seder chutz mi pasuk zeh. And the truth is, the whole rest of the parsha is said ala seder. The whole parsha goes through the avoda in the exact order, except for this pasuk. As Rashi points out, chutz mi mikra zeh shekasuv otzas kafu machta im avodas hapnimios. It talks about the taking out of the kaf together with the other avodas apnimios, v'lo hivsik avodas ayalo va'el ha'am b'natayim. And what it should have had is it should have mentioned that he brings his own ayil and the ayil of Klal Yisrael in between. V'ayil ha'lichtav b'tchila v'yatsa v'asa es olaso v'achar kach uva aron lotzi kafu machta. This uva aron should have been after he brings the olav. V'achar kach ufashat es bigdei abad v'nicham sham v'rachatz p'sar b'mayim lovesh es big as begadav shmona shel kol hashana v'asa musaf mitam shel ben arbayim, and then after being motzi the kaf machta, change back into the shmona begadim, into the 8 big day kuna gedola, and go back out and do the regular carbon tamid. That's what it should have said. My taima, says Gemara, what's the reason? Amrav chista gemiri, because we have a tradition that chamish tvilos v'asar kiddushin tovel kohen gadol makadish babayom, that there's supposed to be a grand total of 5 tvilos and 10 kiddush yadayim v'raglayims that the kohen gadol does on that day. V'ike sidron lo mishkachas lu elashalosh tvilos b'shisha kiddushin. If we just read the parsha the way it is, without adding in that the Isle of Aaron was done in between the two Avodos Pnim, so we're going to be taking out 2 different changes of clothing. And when you take out 2 changes, it means you're taking out 2 Tevilos and 4 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayims. So you're only going to be left with 3 Tevilos and 6 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayims. And we can't have that, because we have Gemiri, we have a tradition that there are 5 Tevilos and 10 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayims. What does it mean, Gemiri? So Rashi says, Gemiri doesn't just mean Stama tradition. Rashi says, Gemiri, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. We have a tradition that's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that it's like this, that there are 5 Tevilos and 10 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayims. Now if you look at Tosfos says, well, wait a second, Tamali, Hilchasa Kram Lamalila Kaman. The Gemara later on is going to say, where do we know that you have 5 Tevilos and 10 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayims? And it's going to start quoting Psukim. Well, if we have a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, why do we bother quoting Psukim? What do we need to quote Psukim for? V'yesh Lomar, Ilav Kra, Hava Min Chamish Tevilos Yitbal Afilu B'zeh Achar Zeh, Kulam B'yachad. No, had I not had a Pasuk, I would think, yes, there is a tradition, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that you need to do 5 Tevilos. I would think he jumps in the mikveh and just dips 5 times, one right after the other, that there's no actual seder to the 5 tevilos, he just does it all bebas achas. And that's what the pasuk adds. The pasuk teaches me not that you need 5 tevilos, but the timing of the 5 tevilos. That the 5 tevilos are always when he's going from one avoda to do another avoda. So that's why I need the pasuk. Great, why do I need the Halach L'Moshe Misinai though? I see what the Pasuk is adding. From Halach L'Moshe Misinai, I would think he just jumps in 5, he just goes 5 times, one right after the other, so the Pasuk has to break it up for me. But once the Pasuk breaks it up for me, what do I need the Halach L'Moshe Misinai? Tell me that there are 5. V'ilav hilchasa, hava mina enu mashana me'avoda l'avoda el gimel pamim, davlu gimel tefilos v'sulo. Had it not been for the Halach L'Moshe Misinai, and all I had was the Pesukim, when I read the Pesukim, I would think there are only 3 changes. There are only 3 changes, me'avoda l'avoda, which would mean 3 tefillos, 6 kiddush yadayim raglayims. I need Halach L'Moshe Misinai to tell me how to read these psukim, namely exactly what the Gemara just did, to tell me that the ayolo ve'el ha'am is mafsik benatayim. I need to, because the psukim don't say that explicitly. So that's what the Halach L'Moshe Misinai, that's the role of the Halach L'Moshe Misinai is coming to play. Now if you look in Tos Yishanim, Gemiri Chamish Tefillos, Tos Yishanim on the side of the page points out, Lav hachi gemiri lud chamesh hein, demikra nafka. Tos Yishanim says, no, the Halach L'Moshe Misinai can't be teaching me that there are 5 tevilos, because I already know that from the Pasuk, meaning he's bothered by Tosfos Kasha. We're already going to learn from Pesukim later on about the Chamish Tevilos, so what's the Halach L'Moshe Misinai really teaching me? So Tosfos had said that the Halach L'Moshe Misinai is teaching me that there are 5, because the Pesukim would only teach me that there are 3. They're only teaching me when you change Avoda. But Tosfos Yishanim has a different approach. He says, I already know from Pesukim that there are 5. Elashinoy Avodos Kemiri Lehu. Umemeli yesh bein kol achas v'achas tvila. Av b'alach l'moshe misinai lo huskar tvilos. All the Halach L'Moshe Misinai teaches me, says the Tos Yishanim, is that there are 5 times that you switch from one avoda to the other. That's all. The psukim teach me that there are tvilos. So the Halach L'Moshe Misinai tells me about shinoy avodos. The pasuk tells me about an actual number of tvilos. All of this is assuming, the Gemara never used the word Halach L'Moshe Misinai. The Gemara just said Gemiri. All of this assumes that the word Gemiri necessarily means Halach L'Moshe Misinai. That is not 100% Pashut. The Netziv in his Hakdama to the Hamak She'ela, the Netziv has a long discussion about how the Rambam understands Hilchasa Gemirila and Gemiri, and he points out that those phrases very often do not mean, according to the Rambam, Halach L'Moshe Misinai. Rashi consistently throughout Shas, when we have Gemiri or Hilchasa Gemirila, is always going to tell you it's Halach L'Moshe Misinai. The Rambam, when it says Halach L'Moshe Misinai, the Rambam says Halach L'Moshe Misinai. Hilchasa Gemirila or Gemiri, the Rambam holds, means that we have a long standing tradition that we can't exactly trace where it's from. We're not exactly sure, but it's from very early Tanaim, and and we don't know exactly where it's from. So we just know Gemiri, that this is part of our tradition, that this is part of what we have as handed down to us through the generations. There probably is a source in the Torah for it. We just haven't been able to find what the source in the Torah for it is. Now, the Siv points out in his Chidushim over here in the Merome Sada that it makes a lot of sense then that the Gemara will start out by saying Gemiri, and then later on the Gemara will say, but come on, is there a pasuk for it? Where's the pasuk? And the Gemara will go searching for a pasuk, because we're not going to be satisfied just take that sitting down, that there's no way we're going to be able to find the pasuk. So we hope to find the pasuk. The Netziv used that to answer the Chavis Yair's major kash on the Rambam, that the Rambam has a yesod in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos, where the Rambam says that one should not be discouraged by the fact that you find so much machlokas in Judaism and begin to think that we have so much machlokas because our Mesorah is broken and we have no real traditions, and who knows, maybe nothing we have is really right, maybe everything is right, maybe you really are allowed to steal and murder, and I don't know, who knows which parts of our tradition are broken. The Rambam says one should never think that, because our tradition is perfect, and he says the raya to that is that there are certain segments of our tradition that are never touched by machlokas. Obviously stealing and murder, that's in the Chumash itself, but there are certain segments of our tradition that are never touched by machlokas, and that is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai, you never find in Gantz Shas a machlokas about halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So the Chavis Yaris, the long tshuva, says, really? You never find machlokas about halacha l'moshe m'sinai? What about, and he gives a list of like 30 places where you find machlokas about halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So one of the ways that the Netziv deals with that is that many of those places, it's not really halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It's a hilchsa gemirila, it's a gemiri. That just means that there's a long-standing tradition. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So this is the shittas Rambam. The way the Netziv understands it is that gemiri does not necessarily mean that it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Okay. So we happen to mention over here that what is this chashva avoda that we're talking about that Aaron HaKohen goes in to the Ohel Moed for? It's lahotzi es hakafes habachta. It's to clean up the kelim. Rav Zilberstein Chashuke Chemed says that there was a group of students that were being mishamish, one of the Gedolei Adar. So one of them had the zechus of bringing him his food. The other one had the zechus of he was an elderly person, needed a lot of help. The other one had the zechus of helping him put on his coat before he'd go out. And one of them had the zechus of clearing the table after he was done. So that guy was complaining, I don't get to do anything for him. It's after he's already done and he's out of the room. So I'm clearing off the table. It's bezyainis. I want to do something real. So Zilberstein said, Yumadaf Lamed Beis, even to remove the kelim afterwards, you need a change of begadim and a tvila and two kiddush adayim v'raglayims. That's also part of the avoda. That's also considered a chashva avoda. Okay, so the Gemara says further now. So we have this brisa that tells us that gemiri that we have five avodos, 10 kiddush adayim v'raglayims, and that's why these psukim are not exactly in order. So now we quote another brisa. Now this brisa that we're quoting now is pretty much going to take up the rest of the daf, because the brisa itself is not that long, but then we're going to go back to analyze the brisa starting on the bottom of Amud Aleph over here. So Tanya, first we have the brisa. The brisa is going to quote two sources for Chamish Tevilos and Asari Kiddushin. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Minayin L'Chamish Tevilos and Asari Kiddushin Shetov L'Kohen Gadol M'Kaddish Bo B'Yom. How do I know that there are five Tevilos and 10 Kiddush Adayim Braglayims that the Kohen Gadol does on that day? Tam Lomar, Uva Arun Elo Moed, Ufashat Esbigdei Abad, V'Rachatz Pesar B'Mayim B'Makom Kadosh, V'Lavash Esbigada V'Yatza V'Asa. Halamadit, so we see from there, Shekala Meshana Me'Avoda L'Avoda, Tovim Tevila, that any time you change from one Avoda to the next Avoda, you're going to require Tevila. So we see from there that there are Chamish Tfilos. Now this is not a source for Asara Kiddushin, it's a source for Chamish Tfilos. Later on we're going to have a source that each Tevila is accompanied by two Kiddush Adayim Braglayims. So this, number one, Rabbi Yehuda says, the source for the fact that we have five Tevilos is that we have a pasuk that teaches me that whenever you switch from one Avoda to another, there is a need for Tevila. So count up the Avodos. There are five switches from one Avoda to the other. That's how we get Chamish Tevilos. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, Minayin Rebbe says, no, I have a second approach. How do I know that there are five tefillos and 10 kiddushin that the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur? Shenemar, Ksonas bad kodesh yilbash, u'michnas yevad yu al basar
Karov, Avnet Bad Yachkor, Mesefes Bad Yitznov, Big Day Kodashem, Verachatz Bemaimus Besorol Vesham. So the Pasuk teaches us, Halamadit, Shekala Meshanam, Avodala Avoda, Toon Tvila. That's the Pasuk that teaches me that any time you switch Avodos, you require Tvila. So it's Rebbe quotes just a different source, a different Pasuk, that we see that when you stop the Avodas HaTamid and you start the Avodas HaYom, which is the Avodas Pinim, so you need a separate Tevila. V'omer, and the Pasuk also says, Big Day Kodesh Heim. Hukshu kala begadim kulan zelaze. Pasuk also says big day kodeshem, and from there we see that we associate all the begadim one with the other. The Gemara is going to explain what that's teaching me exactly, that we associate the begadim with each other, and therefore what. So, but bottom line is we see that each time there's a change of avoda, there's a requirement for a tevila. V'chamesh avodosein, and there are five avodos, and now the Braisa enumerates exactly what they are. Number one, tamid shel shachar be big day Zahav. You do the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Kohen Gadol does the Tamid Shel Shachar wearing Big Day Zahav. Avodas Hayom be Big Day Lavan. He moves on to do the Avodas Hayom wearing the Big Day Lavan, the Avodas Yom Kippurim in the Big Day Lavan. Ayala ve'ela'am be Big Day Zahav. The two rams for Karban Olah he does wearing Big Day Zahav. Kafu Machta be Big Day Lavan. Remember we said after the ayil he has to go back to remove the Kafu Machta. He has to go back to remove the spoon and the shovel that had the Ketores. So he comes back at the end of Levonah. So he goes back to remove that wearing the Big Day Lavan. And then Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim be Big Day Zahav. And then he does the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim again wearing Big Day Zahav. So those are the five changes, the five avodos with the five changes of clothing in between, and the five tvilos for each of them. One for each of them, and that therefore it's going to end up being five tefillos. So we have two sources, two opinions, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi, for where we know that there are five tefillos. Both of them just quote psukim that indicate to us that it's each time you change avodos that it requires a tevila. So says the Gemara, we still haven't proven that you need 10 kiddush adayim v'raglayim. We've proven you need 5 tevilos, but how do I know that each tevila is accompanied by 2 kiddush adayim v'raglayim? How do I know that these 5 tevilos necessarily means that we're also going to have 10 kiddush adayim v'raglayim? So we're going to have two opinions for this as well. So Tamil Lomar, first the Braisa says, Upashat v'rachatz, v'rachatz v'lavash. That it says v'rachatz together with pshita and together with levisha, together with removing the clothing and together with wearing the clothing. So each time you change the clothing, you have two rechitas, you have two bathings. So those two bathings are a reference to kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says no, it's a different source. Kal v'chomer, it's a simple kal v'chomer. Uma b'makom she'in to'un tevila. Ta'un kiddush in situations where a kohen does not have to do tevila, namely anyone who wants to do the avoda throughout the rest of the year does not require tevila min haTorah. It's only a tevila midrabanan to remind him that he, just in case he has any other form of tumah. At least according to one opinion we saw the other day, that the tevila that one does before going into the azara is just a tevila midrabanan. So throughout the rest of the year, when you want to do the avoda, kiddush adayim raglayim is absolutely necessary min haTorah. Tevila, not so. So when you don't need tevila, you need kiddush adayim raglayim. So makom sheton tevila, eino din sheton kiddush. So in a place where you're going to actually have to do a tevila, then of course you're going to need a kiddush adayim raglayim when you need to do tevila. So Tosfos points out, you could have said the opposite. He says when the tamei goes into the azara and he's not doing any avoda, he needs tevila, but he doesn't need kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So yeah, how can you prove that every time there's a requirement of tevila, there's a requirement for kiddush adayim v'raglayim? So he says, no, when he's not doing the avoda, you're not going to learn anything from the case of a Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. We're discussing situations of avoda over here. But either way, what do we learn from this kal v'chomer? That if one requires kiddush adayim v'raglayim in the absence of tevila, one certainly requires kiddush adayim v'raglayim when you're doing tevila. Ask the Gemara, ask the Braisa, Ima lahalan kiddush echad, afkan kiddush echad. Yeah, but from that source, I would only know that you need one kiddush adayim v'raglayim for each tevila, not two, because it's just telling me kal v'chomer that there's a requirement for kiddush adayim v'raglayim based on the fact that there's a requirement kiddush adayim v'raglayim throughout the year when you do the avoda. Well, throughout the year when you do the avoda, there's a requirement for only one kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Tamlomar uvar nelomoyru pashat es bigdei abad asher lavash. Ma tamlomar asher lavash? What's the Torah telling me when it says asher lavash? Those extra words, klom adam poshet elam asher lavash. After all, don't I know that the only clothing you could remove is clothing that you were wearing? So obviously, if he's poshet the begadim, it's the begadim asher lavash that he was wearing. So what's it teaching me? It's teaching to link the removal of clothing with the wearing of clothing. Just like the donning of the clothing requires kiddush, so too the removal of the clothing requires kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. That is the shita of the Rabbanan. Remember, Reb Meir held that it's the putting on the clothing that requires two kiddush adayim raglayim. But the Rabbanan held that it's one for the removal of the clothing and one for the putting on of the clothing that requires kiddush adayim viraglayim. So that's how we know you need two kiddush adayim raglayim for each tevila. It's not really for each tevila, it's for each change of clothing. It's just the changes of clothing happen by the tevilos. So that's why we need the two. Am Rabbi Yehuda, minayin l'chamish tefilas v'asari kiddushin sh'tov v'kohen gadol u'makadish bo b'yom. So now the Gemara is going back to analyze the Braisa. One of the Achronim points out what it should have said over here is right before the words of Rabbi Yehuda, it should have said Amr Mar, meaning whenever we go back to discuss something that we said previously, we always start with Amr Mar. We just said before, let's go back to analyze it. For whatever reason, it doesn't say it. Sometimes the Gemara is makbid to do that, to point it out. Sometimes the Gemara is not so makbid to say the Amr Mar, but that's what belongs over here. This Amr of Yudah is just a quote from the Braisa. So we're going to take significant chunks of the Braisa, quote them, you know, in significant chunks, and then analyze them. So here's one chunk of the Braisa. Amr of Yudah, minayin l'chamish tefilas v'asar kedushin sh'tov v'kohen gadol u'makadosh bo b'yom, tamalomar v'aron elal moed brachas b'sar b'mayim b'makom kadosh halamad shekol ha'mashanim avodol avodol tam tevila. Rabbi Yehuda gave the source of how do I know that there are five tevilos? And again, it wasn't really a source for how I know Asar Kiddushin, that came later on in the Braisa. It was a source for how I know that there are five tevilos. And he said it's because we learn that any time he's Meshana Me'avoda La'avoda, he needs to do a tefila. So says the Gemara, Ashkechan mi Bigdei Lavan the Bigdei Zahav. Yeah, but that only teaches me that when you change from Bigdei Lavan into Bigdei Zahav, that you need a tefila. How do I know that the reverse also requires a tefila? Mi Bigdei Zahav le Bigdei Lavan mi Nayin. Where do I know that from changing from Bigdei Zahav into Bigdei Lavan is also going to demand a tefila? So the Gemara suggests a couple of possibilities. Possibility number one, Tanid b'Rabbi Shmuel, Kal v'chomer, it's a Kal v'chomer. Ma Bigdei Zahav, she'ein Kohen nichnas ben, lefnai v'lefnim, Ta'un Tvila, if Bigdei Zahav, where the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, wearing the Bigdei Zahav, still he needs to do a Tvila for the Bigdei Zahav, Bigdei Lavan, she'nichnas ben, lefnai v'lefnim, ein odin she'ta'un Tvila, Bigdei Lavan, which apparently have more Kedusha, because he's able to go in the Bigdei Lavan, lefnai v'lefnim, so all the more so that you require Tvila for those very special Bigdei Lavan. So says the Gemara, not necessarily the greatest raya, because he could mifrach, you could ask on that Kal v'chomer, Mal Bigdei Zahav, Shekein Kaparos and Meruba. Bigdei Zahav have their own unique chumra in that and their own unique status, because Bigdei Zahav has a lot of kapara. What does that mean? It has a lot of kapara. So Rashi writes over here, kaparas and meruba, shemeshamish ben kol yimos hashana. The Bigdei Zahav, the Kohen Gadol wears all year round. Avlavodas pnim diyom hakipurim enim hakaparis ala al tumas mikdash uktashav kedamrin b'shvus. Now, if you were writing Rashi, how would you end that sentence? You would say, the Bigdei Zahav is very special, because he wears it all year round. It's kaparas and meruba, as opposed to the Bigdei Lavan. So how would you end the sentence, as opposed to the Bigdei Lavan, which? So you would say, which he only wears one day out of the year. But all of a sudden, he switches gears. Rashi says, as opposed to the Bigdei Lavan, which is only Mechaper al Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav, which only is Mechaper for Averos X, Y, and Z. Well, then the first half of the sentence should have been Bigdei Zahav are Mechaper for A, B, C, D, E, F, G, right? All the things that Bigdei Zahav are Mechaper for. So it's a very difficult read in Rashi. The Achronim are bothered by that read of Rashi. And in fact, the Tosi Shanim has a different lashon over here entirely. He has that the the big days of Mechaper al kol averos shel kol hashana ba'asiyas hachataos v'hashamos, that the big days of are Mechaper on all the averos that you do throughout all the year, because throughout the year the Kohen Gadol could bring any chatos and asham and all the different karbanos that come for all different sorts of averos throughout the course of the year, whereas the big day lavan is only Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. So basically the way Tosfos Shanim has it is he takes the second half of Rashi and he says that's what Rashi's real point is. It's about which averos it's mechaper for. It's not about how often you wear those begadim. The problem with that is, if it's all about how many averos it's mechaper for, well, how many averos are the Big Day Lavan mechaper for? How many averos is the Kohen Gadol mechaper for when he wears the Big Day Lavan? I don't know. He does the Seir Lefnim and the Seir La'azazel wearing the Big Day Lavan. So if he's going to do the Seir that carries all the avonos of Kol Hashana, of Kol Hashana Kula, wearing the Big Day Lavan, so doesn't that beat out all the Chatos V'Hashamos? The Seir has everything. It carries all the averos. So shouldn't that? How can you say kaparas and meruba for the big days of the big day lovin is mechaper for the entire year all at once? So the Rabbeinu Chananel says no. It's all about the fact that the big day lovin is what you only wear one time a year, whereas the big days of you wear so many times during the course of the year, which would mean that the first half of Rashi is really dafka. That's really the part that we're supposed to be emphasizing. How many times per year does a person wear it? In the Pirush Rabbeinu Eliakim, he quotes here in the Birei Adaf, in the Pirush Rabbeinu Eliakim, he has a different approach based on the Gemara in Maseches Eruchin on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that the actual levisha of the begadim, it's not about what avodos he does while wearing the begadim and what those avodos are mechaper for. The actual levisha of the begadim themselves serves as a kapara. The big day kuhuna themselves are a mechaper. The Gemara says that just like karbanos are mechaper, big day kuhuna are mechaper. The ksonos is mechaper and shvichas damim, mechnasayim on gilei arayos, mitznefes on gasei aruach on arrogance, avneit on hirur alev, choshen on dinim, eifod on avodazara, the mi'il on lashon hara. That starts the lashon hara sugi is neiruch, and that's why all the lashon hara sugis are neiruch. And there's like a little bit of Messiah at the end of Maseches Pesachim and a couple of dapim neiruchin, and abracadabra the Chavetz Chaim made a two svarim out of it, yesh me'ayin, out of a couple of dapim in all the shas. But that's why in neiruchin are we talking about lashon hara? So we tell all the geshmak of lashon hara in neiruchin because that's where it talks about the begadim, what they're actually mechaper for. So the Mi'il is on Lashon Hara, Tzitz is on Azei Panim. So all of them are derived from Psukim that they're Mechaper for these things. So the four Big Day Lavan are Mechaper on four things. The Shmona Big Day Zav are Mechaper on eight things. So he says that's what Kaparas and Ruben means, that because it's more Begadim, the Kapara that comes from the Begadim themselves, not the Kapara that comes from how often you wear the begadim or what you do when wearing the begadim. It's the kapara that comes from the begadim themselves that makes the kaparas from Aruba. So again, back in the Gemara now, we wanted to suggest the source that we know that a person requires tevila from when changing from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, is that we wanted to suggest if it's a kal v'chomer, that if when going from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, which you're not allowed to wear lefnai v'lefnim, you need a tevila, then from short from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, the Gemara says it's not a good kal v'chomer because you don't really know what the kal and what the chomer is. The Big Day Zav have their own chumra, their kaparas and meruba. So Ella, rather the Gemara says, here's the source. Nafkalemi de Rebbe. We learn from what Rebbe says. Amr Rebbe, minayin l'chamish tefilas v'asar kiddush shtovah kohen gadol mekadosh bo b'yom. How do I know that there are five tefilas and 10 kiddush adayim raglayim that the kohen gadol does that day? Talmud Omer, ksonus bad kodesh yilbash. Pasuk says, ksonus bad kodesh yilbash. Halimad shekol mishana me'avoda l'avoda shetom tefila. So we see from there that anyone who changes from one avoda to the other avoda requires to the next avoda needs to do a tefila. Ashkechon mi big day zav le big day lavan. I only see from there that it's big day zav to big day lavan that you need a tevila. Mi big day lavan le big day zav mi nayin. How do I know that big day lavan to big day zav also requires a tevila? Now notice, he has a source that teaches us the other direction. He had a source already that taught me that when you go from Big Day Zav to Big Day Love and you require tefillah. So he wants to know, how do I know the other way? So, Tan Dibei Rabbi Shmuel, Kal V'Chomer. For that, we could say the following Kal V'Chomer. Ma Big Day Lavan She'ein Kaparas and Meruba Tu'un and Tefillah. So if Big Day Lavan, which doesn't have so much kapara, requires tefillah, Big Day Zav She'ein Kaparas and Meruba Ein Odin She'ein Tefillah. Then Big Day Zav, that has a lot of kapara, requires tefillah. Oh, well, you could ask on that Kal v'chomer also, because Yikal l'mifrach, ma'al l'big day lovin, sh'kei nichnas ben l'fnai v'lifnim. Previously, we assumed that big day lovin are the chomer, because they're the ones that you do the avodah l'fnai v'lifnim, wearing the big day lovin. So how can now we assume that the big day lovin are the Kal, because their kaparasan is not as much as the big day zav? So says Gemara, yeah, haynu d'katani v'omer, big day kodesh heim v'rachas p'sar b'mayim l'veisham. That's why I have that additional pasuk of big day kodesh heim, to tell me that additional din, that you need an additional tevila when you change also from big day lavan to big day zav, that also requires a tevila. There is an interesting discussion Rav Zilberstein has in Chashukei Chemed over here, somewhat relating to this. He was asked by a person who wants to make a donation to his shul, and he wants to know, he wants to donate either sidurim that could be used throughout the year, or Yom Kippur Machzorim. So which is a more important donation, to donate sidurim or Yom Kippur Machzorim? The shul needs both, let's assume. So, or the shul doesn't need either, as often happens, sometimes people just want to make a donation, doesn't yet need. We don't wait till the shul needs, they give before the shul is going to be at, you know, before the shul is going to need, before more people move in or whatever. So he says, Yuma daflam bezam adalif, we say, Kiddush Yadayim v'raglayim, big day love and the big day zav, big day zav, big day love and minayin. So we had a kal v'chomer, that the big day love and according is nichnas lefnai v'lefnim, and we said, but on the flip side, you have kaparas and meruba. So he says, l'chori, you have both milos over here also. You have the knisa lefnai v'lefnim, because the tefilos of Yom HaKippurim, we assume are like lefnai v'lefnim, at least Rosh Hashanah, we assume that. We assume the shofar is kilefnim dami, the Gemara says. So tefilos in Yom HaKippurim maybe is also kilefnai v'lefnim. On the other hand, kaparas and meruba throughout the rest of the year. But then he points out, on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, we're going to have Ma'aracha Shnia Adifa Shekin The Gemara is going to say that kapara meruba is more important than lefnai v'lefnim. So he says maybe that from the Gemara in tomorrow's daf we'll see that there's a greater maila in that which can provide kapara meruba, that which can provide for the year round rather than the one time a year. And he quotes a Tshuvas Bar Yitzchak about someone who comes. I just got the shaila last week. Someone who comes late to shul on days that there is musaf. So guy didn't have in shachris yet, and he walks in just in time for musaf. So what does he do when he walks in just in time for musaf? Does he daven shachris first because he's supposed to daven shachris before you daven musaf, or does he daven musaf together with the tzibur because that's the maila of tefillah b'tzibur? So obviously the answer is he should come on time. But it was an onus. He couldn't come on time. He came late. So good. So he didn't come on time. So what should he do? So this Tshuvas Be'er Yitzchak says that. Says that if he's not going to be able to daven with the tzibur later on, he should daven musaf now, because then he'll get the musaf b'tzibur, and then he'll do the shachris, then he'll do shachris b'yechidus later on. He says, but that's by Shabbos and Yantif, where shachris is also only seven brachos. But by Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, then maybe since shachris is Yud Chesh Lemos, since shachris is 18 or 19 brachos, and musaf is only seven brachos, it could be because of that tefillah shachris is more mekudash than tefillah musaf, and therefore tefillah shachris would come first. So Zilberstein says, maybe the same by the Matzorim. You have the choice of Yom Kippur. It's only seven brachos in the Shmona Esrei. We would think, where's there more davening? You always think Yom Kippur is more davening. Not really. During the year, it's more, the tefillah has more brachos. So maybe that would grant it the status of Makudash. That's the sugya in Mesech HaZvachim, when you have Tadi V'Sheinu, Tadi Tadi Kodem, and Mekudosh V'Sheinu, Mekudosh, Mekudosh Kodem. There are two rules in Halacha. There's in terms of what gets Kedima. That which is Tadi, that which comes up more frequently, gets Kedima, and that which is more Mekudosh also gets Kedima. So the Gemara Daf Pei Tes raises the Shaila, what if you have Tadi versus Mekudosh? One happens more frequently, and the other one is more Mekudosh. Which one gets Kedima? The Gemara leaves it as a Nibai Deliv Shita. It doesn't have an answer which way to go. So that's always a Safik. Okay, so let's see the Gemara further now. So we just quoted how we know that there's a tevila necessary both when you change from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan and when you change from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav. Now we continue quoting from the brisa that we had in Amud Aleph. V'chamish avodos hein, and the chamish avodos are, the brisa said, Tamish shel shachar Big Day Zav, avodos hayom b'Big Day Lavan, ayala ve'el ha'am b'Big Day Zav, kafu machta b'Big Day Lavan, Tamish shel ben arbayim b'Big Day Zav, u'minayin shekol tevila tevila tzricha beis kiddushin, Tamalomar ufashat verachatz verachatz velavash. All that was a quote from the Brisa. That the five avodos are enumerated. How do I know that each of them need two kiddush adayim raglaims? That each tevila needs two kiddush adayim raglaims because of the double verachatz. There's verachatz associated with the fashat and verachatz associated with the velavash. Frankly, Gemara, the word verachatz in that pasuk, how be tevila ksiv? It's not that word verachatz doesn't mean kiddush adayim raglaim. It means tevila. So how do you learn from verachatz that you double up verachatz to teach that you need two kiddush adayim raglaims? If anything, it should teach you need two tevilas, not two kiddush adayim raglaims. So you may not need the tevila. Dinafkalim yivigde kodesh. Heim tenei winyan lekiddush. No, but we already know the tevilas. So since we already know about the five tevilas, so we use the word verachatz, even though the word technically means tevila, but that's the concept of imenu inyan. We already know about the tevilas, so we use it to teach me about kiddush adayim raglaim. Asks the Ritva, why don't we just use it to teach me that there's a need for more tevilos? Maybe it's teaching me that you need to do 10 tevilos and not 5 tevilos. So how do you learn, how can you apply a main opinion? So the Ritva says that by tevila you can't make such a drasha that one of the tevilos is going to go on the pishut of the begadim, on the removal of begadim, because every tevila that we have is always lahakshu lahaba. It's always forward looking. We never have a tevila that looks back. Tevila is always forward looking. It's against the very nature of tevila to go to have it. It's a very interesting idea that he has. It's the very nature of tevila that tevila cannot be looking retrospectively. Tevila has to be looking forward. So it can't be that there's one tevila on the removal of the clothing. The removal of the clothing is yesterday's news. We don't have tevila for that. Kiddush adayim raglayim we could have for that, but not a tevila for that. That's one of his answers. The other answer is that they already had a Kabbalah, halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that there has to be 5 tevilas and 10 kiddush adayim raglayim. We're just trying to attach it to a pasuk. You might wonder, well, that's a little odd. If we already have a Kabbalah, halacha l'moshe m'sinai, then this is an exercise in futility. What are we doing over here? We already know that. What do we need any psukim? But we do have such a thing that the Gemara sometimes, even after we know something, Rambam writes this in the Tzaktamah to the Pirush Mishnayis. Also, the Gemara has a discussion in Masech Sukkah. How do I know that the esrog is a citron? Maybe an esrog is a peppercorn or something. So the Gemara goes through how I know that an esrog is a citron and tries to learn from psukim. Ask the Rambam, before they wrote that Gemara, were people taking peppercorns as, fridal and minim? So it's not, obviously they had a tradition that an esrog is an esrog. That's halacha. It's a Pirush HaMakubal halacha L'moshe M'sinai, that the word esrog means citron. But even though we already know it, we try to find psukim to bear it out also. So that's what we're doing over here also, says the Ritva. Says the Gemara, V'lichtvei rachmana b'lashon kiddush. Okay, but if the Torah wants to tell me about kiddush adayim raglayim, why doesn't it use the word kiddush? Why does it have to use the word verachatz, which means tevila? So hakamashman, the tevila ki kiddush. It's teaching me that tevila is like kiddush adayim raglayim in the following sense. Ma kiddush b'makom kadosh, just like kiddush adayim raglayim is from the kiyar, and therefore it's got to be in a makom kadosh, av tevila b'makom kadosh. So to the tevila, with the exception of the first one, is in the makom kadosh. V'Rabbi Yehuda kiddush minalei. Great. Where's Rabbi Yehuda going to learn kiddush adayim raglayim from? Remember, Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said chamish tevilas nasari kiddushin that is learned from a bar in Olamoyed, etc. So Rabbi Yehuda, who learns this pasuk of tevilas big day zav, he doesn't darshin big day kodeshim. So where's he going to learn the kiddush from? So Rabbi Yehuda kiddush minalei. Nafkalim mid Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. He'll learn it from the same place Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon learned it from. So that was also, again, in the Braisa, Naman Alf, Rabbi Shimon said it was a Kal V'Chomer, that if Tevila, if you need Kiddush when you don't need Tevila, then for sure you need Kiddush when you do need Tevila. Remember, the Braisa had two possibilities of how I know Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, so Rabbi Yehuda will hold like that second possibility. Rav Chista points out the following. Had the Rebbe mafka midrav Meir u'mafka midrav Banan. Rav Chista understood that when Rebbe says u'pashat v'rachatz v'lavash, and that's why you need two kiddush adayim raglayims, He understood that it's in that order, that you first remove the previous clothing, then you do a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, then you do another Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, then you put on the next set of clothing. So he says that's against both Rav Meir and the Rabbanan. Rav Meir and the Rabbanan disagreed whether the first Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is done before or after you remove the clothing, but they both agreed that the second Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is done after you put on the new clothing. So this shita of Rebbe, that both Kiddush Adayim Raglayim are sandwiched between the removal of the previous clothing and the putting on of the next clothing, that's against everybody. It's against the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that when he's lavish, he's Mekadesh Adayim Raglayim, and not when he has taken off the clothing already. And it's against Rav Meir, Dilu Rav Meir, Amr Hach Kiddush Basra, Kshu Lavish Mekadesh, Viyu Amr Kshu Poshet Mekadesh. And it's even against Rav Meir, because even Rav Meir, who says the first Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is done when he's not wearing the clothing, the second Kiddush Adayim Raglayim Rav Meir would hold is done only after he puts on the new clothing. Some Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Akol Modim Kiddush Sheni Shalovish Vachach Mekadesh. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, now everybody agrees that the second Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is done only after you put on the clothing. My Taima, where do we get that from? To Amar Kra, Ovigishtam El Mizbeach. That we're talking about who does the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, someone who all he needs to do in order to do the Avodah is just approach the Mizbeach. That's all he's missing. There's no other step that he's missing. If a guy's not wearing any clothing, so in order to do the Avodah, he's going to have to add in another step. He's going to have to be lovesh. He's going to have to put on the Begadim. Amle Ravacha Brei Derava LeRavashi Lo Rav Chista Islei Deravacha V'lo Ravacha Islei Derav Chista. Rav Acha and Rav Chista are in clear disagreement with each other. Rav Chista, who said that Rebbe assumes you need two Kiddush Adayim Raglayim in between the Pshita and Levisha, is not going to hold of Rav Acha, who holds that there's a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim after the Levisha. Rav Acha holds that there's a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim after the Levisha, is that in Samach to the Avoda, is not going to hold like Rav Chista, that holds that there's that both of them are in between the Pshita and the Levisha. Dim Kain, Le Rebbe, Havali Chameser Kiddushin. Because if that were the case, if Rav Acha and Rav Chista agreed with each other, then according to Rebbe, you would need to have 15 Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Two in between the Pshita and the Levisha, for each Pshita and Levisha, and one after the Levisha by each Pshita and Levisha. So it would be three for each change of clothing. 3 times 5 would be 15. That's why they must be in disagreement with each other. Okay, we'll pick up the two dots tomorrow.